Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Tuesday, June 14th. Grabe Russo PP are looking for a woman reported missing from Neyashinigming. 30-year-old Sonia Najawan was reported last seen on Lighthouse Road on June 2nd at 5:30 in the afternoon. She's described as 5'4", weighing about 110 pounds, with a slim build and medium-long brown hair that she often wears up. She was last seen wearing a gray t-shirt, gray shorts, and brown and white running shoes. Anyone with information is asked to contact Grabe Russo PP. The federal government is suspending COVID-19 vaccine mandates for domestic and outbound international travelers. Transport Minister Omar El Gabra made the announcement earlier today, saying the new rules will go into effect on June 20th. The requirements for foreign nationals coming into Canada will not change. Intergovernmental Affairs Minister Dominic LeBlanc also said the government would bring back any necessary policies if there's a resurgence of the virus. An update from Grabe Russo PP say they have located the owner of some cows that were found wandering on Grey Road 17 south of Lindenwood Road today. The cows had briefly disrupted traffic before OPP and local farmers placed them in an enclosure at a local farm while trying to locate the owner. Police say this afternoon the owner contacted the OPP after seeing the postings about the cows. Northern Bruce Peninsula Council is approving the purchase of a tanker from the Chippewas of Nawash Fire Department. The plan is for Northern Bruce Peninsula to declare its 1990 tanker surplus and buy a tanker the Chippewas of Nawash Department has declared surplus, as they recently acquired a new tanker. Fire Chief for Northern Bruce Peninsula, Jack Burt.
So this helps modernize our fleet and gives us the ability to transport more water in the event of a fire in Northern Bruce Peninsula.
It's estimated $18,000 will be used from the fire reserve to purchase the tanker. Money from the sale of the town's old 1990s tanker would be put back into the reserve. The Grey Bruce Health Unit is looking for help in finding the owner of a dog that bit a woman in Sauble Beach this past weekend. They say it happened at about 3:30 Sunday afternoon in front of Steel and Ink on Main Street in Sauble. The dog, which appeared to be a small, young bull mastiff-type breed, was brindle in color, being walked by a blonde woman believed to be in her 20s. Grey Bruce Health Unit staff need to confirm the dog does not have rabies. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Grey Bruce Health Unit. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 194 points to 19,548. The Dow Jones is down 151 points. Our dollar is trading at 77.17 U.S. cents, down 36/100ths of a cent, and the price of oil is $118.58, down $2.25 a barrel. In sports in Major League Ball, the Toronto Blue Jays host the Baltimore Orioles again tonight at the Rogers Centre. Toronto downed Baltimore 11-1 last night. Yusei Kikuchi starts for the Jays. There's Grey Bruce Ladies Fastball League action in Desborough tonight as the Allenford Gators go against the Bears at 7. The Stanley Cup final begins tomorrow night in Denver as Colorado opens at home against Tampa Bay. The OHL final concludes tomorrow with Game 7 in Hamilton as the Bulldogs and Windsor Spitfires are tied at 3. In the NBA, Golden State has a 3-2 series lead over Boston after winning Game 5 in San Francisco last night. The Celtics will host Game 6 in the finals on Thursday. There's always more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.